The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
There have been at least 9 counterfeit drug busts in Delhi, India in the last year. And the most recent of those really stands out for scale, complexity, and patient harm. And we're telling you this because some of these cancer drugs are being sold to Americans. Last month, law enforcement in Delhi broke up a multi-million dollar counterfeit oncology drug ring. They raided 10 properties and seized cash, cap sealing machines, drug packaging, and about 1,000 used medicines, hundreds of which contained fake treatments for a wide variety of cancers. 12 people were allegedly behind the scheme, including a ringleader who paid hospital staff to steal empty vials like these and collected them in 2 apartments in an upscale complex. According to press coverage, the gang filled used vials with a cheap antifungal and resealed, boxed, and distributed them. Over 2 years, they sold 7,000 of the counterfeit vials as if they were genuine cancer medicine. The fake drugs went to regional drugstores and pharmacies and back to cancer patients when hospital workers involved in the scheme sold their families fake treatments that would never work. But the ring reached further than India. One suspect allegedly started a medical tourism company to lure cancer patients from other countries by promising less expensive treatments. And while they haven't shared details, police reported that there were buyers in China and the United States too. Cases like these underscore why it's critical, whether you're a doctor, a pharmacist, or an American patient, to only buy medications from inside the regulated drug supply chain. The U.S. has a robust track and trace system to make sure that medicine is coming from legitimate sources. When you go outside the supply chain, your medicine can't be verified by your pharmacist or doctor. To learn more about protecting yourself and your loved ones from criminals like these, and to keep up with other safe medicines news, visit our website at safemedicines.org.